Broadcast date, Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Jumping headfirst into waves of Australia's insurance industry causing significant ripples, we have the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, kindling concerns around Insurance Australia Group's, or IAG's, proposed $1.35 billion acquisition of the Royal Automobile Club of Western Australia's insurance arm. The ACCC raises a cautionary flag, suggesting the deal may chip away at competition in Western Australia's motor and home insurance markets. The fallout? Potential hikes in premiums and a dip in service quality. Moreover, concerns are high that IAG may throw a monkey wrench into competitors' cost-effective repair services, causing operational expenses to spiral. However, IAG, firmly focused on extending its reach into regional territories, plans to resolve these issues in conjunction with the ACCC. As consumers, it's crucial to watch the play as it unfolds, reaffirming the role of a thriving market in obtaining fair insurance pricing and service quality. In other news, the spotlight has been thrown onto the often overlooked issue of escalating risks in expanding truck fleets. Drawing attention to this pressing concern was Sterling Sanderson, managing director at Insure Group. According to him, a sharp uptick in crash rates crystallizes as operations scale. While growth is generally seen in positive light, it ushers challenges like operational complexity and reduced oversight into the fold. Sanderson advocates familiar solutions. Driver training, the use of telematics and preventive maintenance, among others, pushing fleet managers not to lose sight of the enhanced safety and coverage responsibilities that ride along with growth. Adding another layer to the complex landscape, IAG put forth compelling insights during the Smart Energy Expo in Sydney. Dispelling fears around famed fire risk of electric vehicles, Sean Ticehurst, head of the IAG Research Center, called the risks associated with EV battery, when properly managed, effectively zero. An important reminder to fleet operators as they consider an increasingly electrified future. Finally, adding to IAG's potent mix of news, RACQ Insurance, a subsidiary of IAG, has been slammed with federal court action by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. The accusation? Misleading premium comparisons affecting over 570,000 customers. The insurer allegedly supplied inflated premium figures in renewal notices for various insurance types, painting a blurry picture of the real increases. Despite customer complaints and self-reporting the issue in 2024, RAC finds itself at odds with ASIC. That rounds up our insurance news for this week. Stay informed, stay secure. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insurance-related information. Broadcast date, Friday, October 3rd, 2025.